And here we are, folks, back on this Getaway Friday, Friday, November 22nd, 2019, coming up on 13 minutes past the hour, and we are getting oh so close to the big interview that we have talked about for so long now. The big interview with Ashley Williams, which will be coming up in just a few minutes here. I know, just a little bit more of a wait, and then we will have Ashley Williams with us, who is the star of the new Hallmark movie Holiday Hearts, which premieres this Saturday on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 9 p.m. Now, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries in this area is Spectrum Channel 1117, DirecTV 565, Dish Network 9444, or on Sling Television or DirecTV Now, you can get these channels. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, as I said, I remember Ashley Williams best for her role in the 2002 television series Good Morning Miami, but I forgot that she was also on another hit television series. She wasn't a regular character on the series, but it was How I Met Your Mother. Does anybody remember the television series How I Met Your Mother? She was one of Ted Mosby's girlfriends. And if I remember right, How I Met Your Mother was based upon the idea that there was this character named Ted Mosby who... Now, how did this go? I'm trying to remember how that series went. Now, Ted... The whole series was trying to figure out who the mother of Ted Mosby's child was, because the series was told through the perspective of the child. You never saw the child, and in the series, Ted did not have a child, but there was a voiceover. And I forget who did the voiceover, but basically it was talking about how his parents had met. But you did not know who the mother was. You knew that the father was Ted, and it followed Ted throughout his life, but you never knew who the mother was. And a lot of girls were on in the course of this series. I think this series ran something like 8 or 9 years, so I know a lot of people saw it, and it's still in reruns. But Ashley Williams was one of the girls who dated Ted during the run of the series, and she won a straw poll as the girl who people wanted to be the mother, which is what the end of the series was all about, finally finding out who the mother of Ted's baby was. It was a very complicated series to describe, if I remember right. But Ashley Williams was in that series. Forgot about that. And she's also done a whole series of Hallmark movies. This is certainly not her first Hallmark holiday movie, Holiday Hearts. She's done a series of them. So obviously she's very big with Hallmark, which is a good thing because she's a great actress, and she'll be with us here in just a few minutes. Now, again, I like to give this because it is the holiday season. Letters to Santa Claus, Santa Claus P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. If you send a letter to Santa Claus and put a return address on it, you will get a letter back from Santa, guaranteed. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, our address here at the station, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a Christmas card and you put a return address in there, we will send you a Christmas card back. So that's how we do that. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we do display your Christmas cards around the station during the holiday season. So there's that going on. Always something going on here at WWGH Radio. And when I'm done this morning, Charlie Evers will be on 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and that will be followed by the Exchange Club with Charlie and I from 12:15 to 1, in which we will have discussion, debate, argument, whatever you want to call it, about anything going on in the world. So that will be a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun to do that show with Charlie on Friday. And Charlie's got some good giveaways today. From 10:10 until 12 noon, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I believe some more Christmas Zoo Light tickets and maybe some food today. There might be some food in the giveaway pile today for Charlie Evers. Now, you know, we had some trivia questions, and I thought about going through some of these again because we never got the answers. So here's the deal. We might do a few of these trivia questions while we wait for Ashley Williams, who should be on here momentarily. Now, the trivia questions, well, first of all, I want to open this up to you. Do you have anything you want to comment on that we talked about in the first hour with Sean, or about Thanksgiving being late this year? Do you think that will impact the holiday season? Or talking about communication, do you listen to podcasts? Are podcasts the way of the future? Is that the way communication is going in the world? I don't know. I look at podcasts and I see the number of people downloading podcasts. I think it's an amazing thing. And what do you think about what I said in regard to the death of music radio? For a long time, music radio was king. But the truth of the matter is that one of the reasons I always thought that music radio was very popular was because the only way you could hear a certain song, a new song certainly, was you either had to hear it on the radio or you had to go to the store and buy the CD, which might have had 13 songs on it you did not care about, but you just liked that one song. But that CD could have costed anywhere from $12 to $20. So your only other way to hear it was to hear it on the radio. And also, people who were releasing those songs released them on the radio because they hoped that you would hear that song on the radio, and then you would go out and you would buy the CD. But this is no longer the case because, frankly, you can get music anywhere now. Music is not an original thing. And that's the difference between what we do here and what other people do. Now, let's say the most popular song of all time. I don't know what the most popular song of all time, but let's say it's a Beatles song. Let's say it's Hey Jude. Okay, let's say Hey Jude is the most famous song of all time. Okay, well, Hey Jude never changes every time you play it. You can play Hey Jude on the radio. You can play it on the radio 50 times a day. You can download it on YouTube. You can put it on iTunes. You can put it on your iPod. You can download it from Amazon. And the song will not change. It's the same song every time. Now, that's not a bad thing because it's a great song. But it's the same song, and it's the same song you can get everywhere. If you hear Hey Jude in Marion, Ohio, it's the same song you can hear on YouTube. It has no change. Now, the difference in what we do here is you're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is happening live right now. This is right out of my head. This interview we're going to do with Ashley Williams this morning, you cannot get that anywhere else. Now, you might find an interview with Ashley Williams somewhere else, but you're not going to find the interview that we're going to do this morning with her, that I'm going to do. So that's why talk radio, I think, will always survive, and I think that's why podcasts have become so popular, because podcasts are talk radio, oddly enough. You don't hear a lot of music-themed podcasts. Most of the podcasts are about talking. And even when they are about music, they're talking about music. They're not playing songs over and over and over and over and over like DJs used to do. So it's different. And that's why to listen to a station like this or to listen to a podcast, you're getting something completely unique that you cannot get anywhere else. Hey Jude, any other song that's ever been written, you can get that same song anywhere else. And that's why I think that music radio has taken such a hit. And I think music television has even taken such a hit. If you look at the big music television stations like MTV and VH1, they don't play nearly as much music as they used to. Now a lot of those channels are kind of run by reality shows and other programming. Used to be wall-to-wall videos. I remember CMT, Country Music Television, was all music videos. Now, talk shows, reality shows, documentaries, movies. They've even gotten away from music because of the internet. The internet changed the world in that way. There is absolutely no doubt that the internet changed the world that we live in very big. And it certainly impacted music, and it impacted newspapers because now you can read everything on the internet. It's funny now because when a news story happens, it's almost immediately put on Facebook or something else. It's right there. People don't call the newspaper anymore to ask about a story. People don't call radio stations to ask about a story. Usually, they just search the internet first. And a lot of times, the group that the story was involved with, like the fire department or the police department, have already posted the story. So they don't use these type of stations as conduits anymore, which is why I believe newspapers have been hurt so heavily, because they were really about the story. But if people don't need the story anymore because they can read it on the internet, that's a problem for a newspaper, because there's nothing then unique about a newspaper except feature stories. And maybe that's the saving grace of newspapers. By feature story, I mean doing a story on somebody local or doing a story on somebody national that nobody else has done. Kind of like what we're doing here this hour when we have Ashley Williams on. I'm sure people have interviewed Ashley Williams, but I have not. So it's local. It's only going to happen here. And maybe that's what newspapers should be doing. Not so much relying on the big headlines of the day anymore, because people can get those anywhere. I think you have to still publish those, but maybe that's not what needs to be on the front page. Maybe what needs to be on the front page and selling the newspaper are those feature articles. Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, it's an interesting topic. Communication is a fascinating topic, because I always think back to those people in the beginning of radio, network radio, you know, the 30s and the 40s. What did they think it was supposed to be? And then when television came around big in the 50s, what did they think it was supposed to be? And right now we're trying to figure out, what is internet supposed to be? What I do notice that's fascinating, whenever there's a birth of a new medium, much like radio, it's always a little more highbrow. And then when television came around, it was kind of highbrow. Do you ever notice that? Okay, go back to the beginning of radio and listen to those programs. They're very well written. A lot of times they're very historic in nature. They're airing a lot of speeches. They're very cerebral, brain-oriented stuff. And then as time goes on, it becomes more slapstick. And you get shows like Jack Benny and Amos and Andy. Now, nothing wrong with Jack Benny, but it wasn't exactly, you know, highbrow material. And the same thing with television. If you look at the early days of television, it was covered with documentaries and newscasts and things like that. And then as television goes on, look what it is now. It's reality television. It's tabloid news shows. It's proliferated with things that don't have anything to do with highbrow stuff. And the internet, kind of the same way. You know, the internet, the nickname of the internet in the beginning was the information highway. It was a place where you could look up anything. But now, as the internet's been around a few years, it's kind of been proliferated with false news. It's been proliferated with people trying to mislead people. Social media, I believe, has become the number one use of the internet. It's not for looking up information anymore. It's to connect with your friends. So the internet became a little more lowbrow. I don't know why that happens. I don't know why the beginnings of communication always start out very highbrow, and then they kind of turn a little lowbrow as time goes on. I don't know if they feel that's what people want, and I don't know if that's what people want. Because there are probably like three guys or women sitting in a room who are coming up with the idea on how to do this. how to run television, how to run radio, how to run internet. And I don't know. I really don't know. I do think, though, that podcasts are a saving grace. Because if you listen to podcasts on the internet, you will notice that they're usually very informational. Sometimes they have a lot of fun, and there are some out there that have nothing to do with information, but most of them are informational in nature. They're doing interviews, and they're doing long-form interviews. They're doing hour, two-hour, sometimes even three-hour interviews. It's really amazing, because Sean talked about this earlier. You talk about the attention span being in the seconds now. If it doesn't catch your attention in the first 8 seconds, you move on. Well, you know, podcasts are keeping people's attention for hours. And people who commute to work now, which is a lot of people, are starting to run these through the radios in their car. They're installing radios in their car to which they can plug their telephone into or their tablet or their whatever listening device to where they can listen to these podcasts. Because once you download them, they're yours forever. And if you're on a two-hour trip, you can just listen to this person talk forever and ever and ever, and they're usually not proliferated with ads. There's not a whole lot of ads in podcasts. Some have a lot of ads, some don't. They certainly not as many ads as radio and television have done over the years. So it's interesting. Communication becomes an interesting subject. And it's just fascinating all around. But that's the discussion this morning on communication and everything that's going on. 29 and a half minutes past the hour, and momentarily we're going to be joined by Ashley Williams. And again, we want to thank all the great guests we've had this week. What a week of guests we have had here on the Now program. It has been absolutely tremendous. And I hope a lot of people do go see the Mr. Rogers movie with Tom Hanks. I personally think it probably will get some kind of Academy Award nomination because it's Tom Hanks and he's playing a real character. And it's my understanding he's playing it very well. And Rolling Stone, which is usually not known for giving good reviews, has given this film a very good review. And that's kind of a cool thing for Mr. Rogers. As David was saying yesterday, David Newell, you know, they were just doing a kid's show. But yet, it turned into so much more than a kid's show. When you go back and look at it up on the big screen, it turned into a documentary. It's turned into books. It's turned into cartoons. It's turned into a feature-length movie starring an Academy Award winner, Tom Hanks. How can you go wrong there? And here we are in the midst of what will be the holiday season coming up very, very shortly. Holiday season right around the corner. Thanksgiving in 6 days. And then Christmas now in 33 days. And there are some people who keep track of this stuff all year round. They'll start telling you in July when Christmas is coming, which is kind of funny when you think about it. But some people love the holidays. They love the holiday and the holidays and everything that goes along with them. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It is a fun time for a lot of people, a joyful time for a lot of people, but also, unfortunately, a sad time for a lot of people. But such is life. And again, I do want to mention this as much as possible, because if you've got a grandchild or a niece or a nephew or a child of your own who would like to write a letter to Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And if you want to send us a Christmas card here at the station, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's all you have to do, and we will take care, we will take care of the Christmas cards, and Santa will take care of your note. So away we go with the holiday season. And boy, it's going to be in full swing before you know it. All right, I tell you what, I think we're coming up on that time where we are going to be joined by Ashley Williams here. So to take a very time out, and then we're going to come back with much more right after this. Oh, the fun. You're not going to want to miss this. For love nor money, don't you dare go away.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. Voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinating about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be, ugh, yucky. But bad people have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And here we are back on this Getaway Friday. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And the moment has finally come. We have been talking about this for over a week now. And boy, the moment is here. Now, the first thing I want to do is say, boy, have we been lucky this week to have some great guests, some great friends of this program have stopped by. On Monday, we had Ed Asner on, who recently turned 90 years old, and he's still out there touring the country, best known for Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then on Wednesday, we had Pat Carroll on, who you just heard there, a really good friend of this program, voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, who was on talking about Disney Plus and the big release of the Disney Plus product, for which you can watch The Little Mermaid on. Of course, Pat Carroll, also winner of an Emmy and a Grammy Award. Yesterday, we had David Newell on, another good friend of this program, who worked with Fred Rogers for well over 30 years as Mr. McFeely, the mailman, with the new Tom Hanks movie coming out today, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. So a great week of guests. And how do you wrap up a great week of guests like that? You wrap it up with a person who has got a big movie coming up tomorrow, Holiday Hearts, part of the Hallmark Channel's holiday extravaganza that they do every year. Holiday Hearts will air tomorrow, 9 p.m. on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And in this area, that's Spectrum Channel 1117, DirecTV 565, Dish Network 9444, or you can get that on Sling or DirecTV Now, or check the local listings in your area. Holiday Hearts. Now, the star of this movie is somebody who I've been a fan of for a long time, but who has never been on this show, so this is going to be a lot of fun. You might remember her best from her many appearances on television and movies throughout the years. She has been in some other great Hallmark films. She had a reoccurring role on the hit TV series How I Met Your Mother, in which she won a straw poll to be the mother of the child that was How I Met Your Mother, the girlfriend of Ted Mosby. But you know what? I remember her best. And this is kind of what this all is about. From a TV show in 2002 called Good Morning Miami, which was one of my favorites and did not run long enough. What a pleasure it is after that windy introduction to welcome to these microphones Ashley Williams. Ashley, how are you? Are you there? Oh, God.
Hello? Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, Scott, hi. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I hope you heard that introduction.
I sure did. I'm exhausted just hearing about all the things I've done.
When you disappeared there for a second, I thought that is the worst thing that can happen in live radio. You give an introduction, and they're gone.
No, I was here. I was here. I'm so sorry. You know what happened? I'm walking down the street in New York City right now, and I muted you because I was walking through a construction zone. I muted myself. So
I thought, God, if I have to give that again, I will not be able to do it. It was all from my brain. That was an improv. So,
thanks for having me on the show. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, Ashley, it's so good to have you on the show, and what a great career you've had. You're still very young, doing a lot of great things, especially this great movie, Holiday Hearts, coming up tomorrow on the Hallmark Channel. Tell us about this film.
Oh, this is such a sweet little movie. I don't know if you guys are fans of Hallmark movies over there, but this is one of those classic, traditional, feel-good Christmas movies, and I know it feels like we just finished with Halloween, but the holidays are coming, so this is a really great opportunity to just kick off Thanksgiving week, get some popcorn, make some hot cocoa, sit down, and watch this movie. So this is a sweet one. So I play an event planner. And I am organizing this big Christmas party coming up this year in my small town. And at the same time, a close family friend's daughter needs to be taken care of because he's in the hospital due to, like, a knee injury. So I end up taking care of this 7-year-old girl, and we get to do all these fun Christmas activities leading up to the holidays. Now, I've been partnered in this assignment with a very handsome, tall drink of water, a man named Ben, played by this stunning Paul Campbell, and the two of us kind of hit it off, and, you know, you can probably write the rest.
Now, do you believe in love at the holiday time? Is that something that happens a lot, do you think?
Oh, that's such an interesting question. I've never been asked that. I mean, I'll tell you, I believe in love. And I think love comes at all times of the year in all different forms. I've been married for 1,000,000 years. And I think the holidays are such a special time to kind of be able to sit back and take off from work and take stock of where you are in life. And when you take a moment like that to breathe and look at things a little bit, often what comes to the surface is who you love and who is your family and who's your chosen family. And that's what I look forward to at the holidays.
What do the holidays mean to you in general? When you think about Christmas and you think about Thanksgiving, which are coming up, what's the first thing that pops in your mind?
Food and wine. No, I'm kidding. Just the wine. No, I'm kidding. I love my family, and it's rare, I think, in this crazy time that we live in, it's rare to be able to just concentrate on your family and not have to deal with, you know, too many business things or social obligations. You know, nobody makes plans with friends for Christmas morning. It's the one time when, no matter what, you sit down together and you think about what you're grateful for, and you give each other gifts and listen to music and eat delicious food and just kind of celebrate the year. And it's just such a lovely time.
It certainly is. Now, you portray an event planner in this movie. Now, is Ashley Williams a great event planner? Do you wrap those gifts? Do you put up the tree? Is it like a work of art when you walk into the house?
Oh, my gosh. If you only knew how hilarious that even the idea of that is. I live in a 700-square-foot apartment in New York City. I have a family of four, and every inch of the apartment is covered in school projects and clay and laundry that needs to be folded and old Cheerios. I mean, it's just a disaster. So the holidays are just, you know, it's all of that plus some tinsel. I'll do a little tinsel. We'll definitely get a tree. We'll definitely spend 3 weeks trying to finish decorating it because we have so many ornaments that you can't trim our tree in one session. It takes big commitment. So we'll definitely do a tree. And then we've got Advent calendars that we put up on the windows. We've got this... we've got a view of Riverside Park in New York City here, so we put the Advent calendars up against the window so the kids, when they wake up in the morning, they run out and they get a piece of chocolate, you know, and tick off another day. So there's fun little things like that. But the answer is no. I am not organized, and I am not I'm not very good at any of it. But I'm good at it if you think that what's important is just having fun and being together and giggling. That I'm good at.
That is a good thing to be good at this time of year. Now, it's interesting because when you describe your life, I think most people have a conception, maybe most of the people listening right now, that because you're in the midst of this great career and you've got this Hallmark movie on tomorrow night, that, boy, your life must be so much different than all of ours, that you're going around in town cars and limousines and parties and... It's got to be so much different.
Oh, Scott, I have two kids. One of them is 2.5, and one of them is 4.5. And we don't sleep. So, I mean, we really don't. We really, on a good night, it's 5-6 hours, but it's broken up. Gus had a nightmare at 4 a.m. I slept for half the night on the couch last night, but our couch is tiny, so my body was, like, falling off. And, you know, but listen, it's a colorful life. These are the times. I keep saying these are the times of our life, you know, when we've got two tiny children and we live in this little apartment and we're volunteering at the public school and we're trying to, you know, my husband is a film producer and both of us are just really trying to make a living and trying to make time to connect. And so, no, I mean, I definitely don't live a fancy life, but it is a blessed life. I have two healthy children and I cannot imagine anything more important. So I feel very lucky, but I haven't ridden in a limousine in 10 years, probably. I don't even understand. What's the benefit there? Maybe I could take a nap in it? That would be nice.
They're a little better to stretch out in, I guess. Maybe that would be the benefit. When did you know that acting was what you wanted to do?
Oh, interesting question. Well, I have an older sister. Her name is Kimberly Williams Paisley. She's married to Brad Paisley, country music artist, and Kim was 14 years old or so. She, we had an ex-neighbor, took her headshots and got her an agent, a talent agent, and my sister booked a commercial for the National Dairy Association, and it changed our whole lives because my sister was suddenly on TV, and my parents were both freelance writers, and my sister made more in that one day of work than they had made in 5 years or something. And all of us were like, whoa, this is amazing. There's money and she's famous. She's on TV, you know. And basically ever since I was born, I've wanted to be my big sister. Immediately I just said, well, okay, well, I'm going to do that too. Done. And I've kept up with that. I mean, I've sing a lot just because I've gotten mad or frustrated, you know, but I never really meant it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think about acting, and acting is being other people. Is there something about that that is appealing to you, about breaking into these other characters who are maybe more or less like you?
Yeah. I mean, I really the theater, and I really love studying and figuring out how we're alike, and how we're different. And, yeah, all of that is a really fun project, but I gotta say in these Hallmark movies, I'm just myself. I'm not really playing a part. I'm playing sort of a really optimistic, organized version of myself. But you know, as you said in my lengthy intro, which I was riveted by, I've had a long career doing a whole lot of fascinating, strange characters, and it's really fun to delve into much darker version of self.
When you look back at your career at this particular point, obviously you have to say it's been successful. You're in movies, television shows that have been successful. What is the key for somebody listening who might want to get into that profession?
Try it and do something else. I mean, this business is so hard and has taken so many times. And whenever I meet a young actor, I always say, like, try to figure, you know, your form of employment. It would probably be the truth. If you're meant to be an actor, you'll be one. You know, eventually it will just, and it will happen. But my gosh, you know, it has chewed me up and spit me out, and then, you know, cycle on and on. Lows and so many highs. Well, we've got two rules for our kids. No football, because we no acting. It's such a tricky business, and I've been really lucky, but I think that's super.
Well, it's interesting because it is the profession you have chosen, but yet not something that you would choose for your children.
No.
Yeah, what is the side that we don't see that makes it not something that you would want your children to do?
Well, I think, you know, I go on a lot of auditions, and every time I audition for a part, I bring my whole heart to it. My husband recently told me that he calculated that every audition I go on, I spend about 6 hours preparing. You know, I read the script a couple of times. I get completely, I rehearse a lot. I really go for it, and I bring my whole heart. Then, and that's part of the deal. Nope. It is painful. And I think being rejected kind of hurts and all of that, but it's also part of the deal. I would never want my kids to get used to being rejected. If they want to be actors, it'll happen. They'll be actors. I can't stop them, but I do want them to have a liberal arts education and make sure that they have a lot of interests, because even successful actors don't work nonstop, and I would want them to be sure that they had some form of employment that they could rely on.
Hmm. It's very interesting. 9 minutes before the top of the hour here, and we've got Ashley Williams with us for about another 9 minutes here. What a way to end the week on this program. I do want to remind everybody again that Ashley's movie, Holiday Hearts, will be on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Spectrum 1117, DirecTV 565, Dish Network 9444, Sling, DirecTV Now in this area, but check your local listings if you're outside of the area. Going to be a great film. How I Met Your Mother. People remember that series so well. You won the straw poll as the person that they wanted to be the mother in How I Met Your Mother. What are your memories of doing that series?
Oh my gosh, it was such a... Oh, that was so much. I met so many... the director of all of the episodes of How I Met Your Mother, Pam Fryman, and I lost mother years ago, and Pam has become... eternal faith. I love her so much. But Pam, the entire small, you know, the whole Jason Segel, the whole Pam crew, it kind of welcomed me with open arms. Craig Thomas and Carter Bays are lovely, brilliant people who were great to work for. I had on that job.
It just was a great, great series. And then I said the first place that I remember you from was a series I liked. It didn't run a whole long time, but was Good Morning Miami. Do you have any remembrances of that?
I can't believe that show. I think the only people that watched that show were you and my dad. Thank you so much for watching. That was my first job out of college. So I was 22 years old. I was so scared. And I mean, that was crazy, right? That was my first audition when I first got to after graduating from college. And it was a big, talk about an amazing cast. I got, the foyer scene was fine. And just the whole group, they were awesome. But it was scary, you know? It was, had a girl, you know? And, it was an intimidating one, but thank you for watching. I appreciate it.
No, it was an interesting show, and the one thing I remember about that show was, because it's been a few years ago now, hard to believe, but I just remember the first episode. I think that's what hooked me. It was such an interesting pilot episode that I thought, boy, that's a really interesting show.
Pilot, wasn't it? Yeah, it was really job for me, because kind of came in that first pilot episode and kind of stopped everybody in their tracks, which I don't know if it had been done very much in a multi-camera sitcom situation. So it was a really tough to land right out of school.
Absolutely. Now, Ashley, when you look into the future, you've done some great Hallmark movies, done some great television series. What do you want to do at this point? What is the next step? Is there something that you think, I've got to do this?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. It is for me, Scott, to become a director. I have been directing now for a few years and directed a couple of short films myself. And, I've basically been studying, television and film, the camera, started acting in front of the camera. I'm really proud to also, I've been taking classes and assigning myself mentors and writing a lot, and I'm really, really, really excited. So I'm going to start directing in 2020, which I can't wait for.
Now, do you hope to continue acting as you direct?
Yes, sir. Calling it, it's a parallel. So, I'm a girl that likes to work. I like employment. So I will always be auditioning. I will always be pursuing acting. That's going to be my job. And then I would also be directing as much as I'll have.
It's fascinating because, as you said, in the movie Tomorrow Night, essentially in these Hallmark movies, you're playing yourself. And we have seen you in so many shows at this point. What don't we know about you? What is something that we would never suspect about Ashley Williams up on the screen there?
Oh, man. These are some good questions. Honestly, kind of an open book. If any of your listeners are any chance to see the day-to-day of Ashley, you can go to Ashley Williams. But the line there is, I'm really not a big fan in social of portraying the perfect glamorous human, not who I am. So I really keep it real, and I do a lot of, like after breakfast in the morning and, before and after pictures of my kitchen sink, when I'm trying to clean up from dinner and it's Saturday night and, 10 years ago I would have been heading out for the night to go party and now I'm going to, hunker down and do some dishes and fold some laundry and go to bed at 9 because my kids wake up at 5 in the morning. So, I'm pretty honest about who I am and where I am in my life and I'm kind of an open book. This is what you see is what you get.
When you go on an audition and people know who you are there any misconceptions about you?
Yeah, I think whatever somebody has seen me in last, I think they assume that that's what I do, So there's always a danger, like in a Hallmark movie, for example, that people just think I'm sort of like sunshine and apple pie. But it's cool. I think a lot of the casting directors in New York and in Los Angeles that I've been going in for for really the last 20 years or so, they all know, they've all seen what I can do, which is good. And that means that I can go from a Hallmark movie to a, you know, a dark, scary procedural where I'm crying the whole time. I'm relieved that, that people inside the business know that about me so that I can have the opportunity to go and play a part like that afterwards.
Now that you're a little along in life and you have some kids and you have the husband, what do you know for sure at this point about life? What could you tell your kids? What could you tell somebody, a friend, this about life I know for sure at this point?
What I know for sure at this point, I'm trying not to make a joke.
You can make us laugh. It's Friday. It's okay.
I'm actively trying to be serious right now. Well, what I was going to say is wine is the answer. Okay, so what I know for sure is love is the answer, and wine, but mostly love. In my life, I do better when I go towards the love, when I choose gratitude over jealousy, when I choose laughter over frustration, when I reach for somebody I love rather than, you know, become isolated and shut down. That is always my true north, is where can I find the love today? Because that's closer to the person I really want to be. And I don't always succeed. And I need to remind myself as well every day, because living in New York City with two little kids who don't sleep and trying to cobble together a living is challenging, but it goes better when I choose to giggle and hug people I love.
It's very interesting. Right here, before we wrap up, I got one more question for you, Ashley, but I do want to remind people again, it's tomorrow, it's Holiday Hearts, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. You won't want to miss this, Ashley Williams. And if you happen to miss it for some reason, go to the Hallmark website. It is going to replay several times during the holiday season, and you're going to want to catch this at some point. DVR it if you're going out tomorrow night. Just make sure you see it. You don't want to miss anything Ashley Williams is in. Ashley,
You're so sweet, Scott.
Well, no. You know what's funny? Before I ask you this last question, all week as I've been promoting this, I've always said when you were on Good Morning America, I had the biggest crush on you back in those days.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know. Isn't that, that's awful to admit on the air, but there it goes. My goodness gracious.
Oh, that's so nice. That makes me very happy. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, the final question, Ashley, now that we get through, I'm going to need some wine when this show's over now. That's what's going to have to happen. finish this sentence. Ashley Williams is...
tired.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good answer. I like it. Well, it is early in the morning, so what could you say?
Yeah, what can I say?
Ashley.
I'm really happy to have been a guest on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I hope you come back in the future. This has been a lot of fun.
I would love to, Scott. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Ashley Williams. Well, that was fun. Holiday Hearts tomorrow, 9 p.m. on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Charlie Evers right around the corner.
He had me on again.
So after he said you stunk, when you came back the second time, what was the mood there?
Well, he said you stunk worse the second time. Shecky, I want to tell you something. You were worse tonight than you were the time before. Now, you're going to... I said, that's my act. That's what I'm doing intentionally. I'm intentionally stinking it up. Oh, I didn't know that.
So
you want to come back and do that again? Yes. And I'll really stink this time, Ed. My God, you'd be so off.
Oh, my God. WWG.